Hello, hello again, and what a wonderful Sunday it is, or it will be when you're hearing this, it'll be Sunday. So, hello, how is everyone? I hope you all are doing great. I am doing another post like I did last week, starting to like this unscripted deal, just list a few topics, and I'm done. I'm not abandoning my 52 lists for happiness. I'm just taking a short little break. I do have a goal to get it completed, hopefully by the end of the year, because I'm at like week 38. I may have to correct that, but yeah, I think I'm at around week 38, 52 weeks. So I do plan to finish that, but right now I'm enjoying this and I feel like if it feels good, do it. I'm not going to deny myself something that I'm feeling really positive about. So enough of that. Let me get into this unscripted Sunday, and this is my chit chat. If you're here for the first time, welcome. I hope you continue to come back. Let's get started. So I just have a few topics. Hopefully I won't talk your head off. I'm not going to talk too long. So the first one is basically woe is me. And I'm saying woe is me because I'm on this website again. Why am I having so many problems with self-hosting? And again, like I said last week, I am not against self-hosting. It does open you up to be able to do some new things with your website. It opens you up to a different type of audience. But you know, when you under that umbrella of WordPress.com, that's like being in mama's house. You don't have to worry about anything. They got you. You don't have to worry about spam or coding or updates or backups. I mean, they got you. Since I switched to self-hosting, I cannot get the time right. The time is either 4 hours ahead or 4 hours behind. So I have to say I'm posting at 6:30 in the morning to make it say 10:30. I mean, y'all, it's just one thing after another. And I think it's maybe because I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. If I went into this with a little bit more confidence, then maybe it wouldn't like stress me so, but I'm stressing over stuff that I shouldn't be. Okay, I already talked about the spam that I'm getting, and I'm still getting a lot of spam. So now I have to hold every comment. So I apologize if your comment has been sitting. I'm trying to get to your comments as soon as I can. So now I have to hold every comment because I get so much spam. And the updates all the time. What I'm experiencing lately is every time I'm trying to do something like I'm almost done, you know, people put a lot of work into their post. You type it, you proof it, you say it out loud, you type it again. I'm putting my pictures in, I'm almost done. And this happened this week. It just would not save. It actually gave me a little red exclamation point like my website was gone. This went on for the next 35 to 45 minutes where I could not access my site. There is nothing on Dreamhost saying we're down. We're working on it. I had to get in a chat room. Not a chat room, but had to get on. What am I saying? Come on. Get it together, girl. I had to go online to customer service and be on a chat with a representative to find out what in the devil was going on, which turned out their system had crashed this week. So I could not save. I could not upload. And then finally, when my site was, you know, up and ready and working, then for the next 4 hours, I couldn't upload any images. What is going on? Again, I never had those issues when I was on WordPress.com. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I said, their disadvantages, their pros and cons, and I'm more than happy to help people if they have questions or things like that. But I'm the type of person that if you give me something, I'm going to try to turn it into my own. So I'm never satisfied with what I see, and I'm always trying to work with it and update it. So this woe is me, my website might be going on for a while. And I typed I'm not lazy because, y'all, I'm really not lazy, but I just needed a break from doing the 52 list because I mentioned the way that I did it last week, and it's kind of, it takes a while to do this and put it out and put all the bells and whistles in it. And that was just typing. Now I'm adding this new element with this podcast situation, and it's making it a whole lot more difficult. So I'm really not being lazy. If I was, I would not have a blog/website. So like I said, mentioned earlier in the intro, if you want to call that an intro, I am getting to that, but let me move on. So for those of you that don't know, but I'm pretty sure by now I've like talked it to death, but the talking about it is therapeutic. And we're still on that road of ups and downs. You know, I've been doing good. I'm doing all right. You know, we're kind of moving on. You know what I mean? I even posted a picture of my other fur baby who we still, you know, we all know what's going on in her brain. Like I said, she just knows that brother is gone. So my daughter got a little sad because, you know, technically Maxie was hers. That's who she fought with, and he would fight back. He was the one that would attack her on random occasions. And I laugh about it now, but it took me a while to get to the point where I can talk about it and laugh. But she got a little down, and then, you know, I'm trying to comfort her, and that, you know, brought me down, but it makes you, you know, just makes you think about it. But like I said, I think of him and I have a fondness, and I remember because he did some funny stuff. You know, he was a personality. After 18 years, your pets have a personality, okay? That's all I'm saying. And I've posted a picture of this for Sunday because I remember mentioning that we were working on this 1,000 piece puzzle called the 80s. It is huge. And we finally finished it. Now, we started this puzzle in the beginning of April before Maxie passed. And we had been doing it on the floor or on the dining room table. And we had been moving it because we were weary about one of these monkeys playing with these pieces. And what happens? We get the puzzle all finished, and we notice that a piece is missing. I don't know which one of my demons took it and hit it, but that puzzle piece is gone. My friend says, well, it's not complete. It's only 99% complete. I'm like, that puzzle is done. It took us about a month to finish it, and that's two people working on it. So that's a done deal. That has been an excellent time killer. If you need to refocus your brain and do something else, work on a puzzle. I'm telling you, it is therapeutic like no one's business. It is so therapeutic. So next, my summer plans, which are none. I kid, I don't have any summer plans. But when I say summer plans, I'm kind of talking about clothing. Every year, I go through this thing where I buy clothes, and then by the fall, I'm getting rid of the clothes because nothing really fits me like it was supposed to. And I can't go back and revisit too many pieces because they're just not right. Now, my daughter sent me an invitation for Trunk Club, which I want to use, but I'm still going back and forth on whether or not I want to spend that type of money. But when you think about it, and I know that this is trending now, everyone is doing a capsule wardrobe because you have more space in your closet. It's good pieces, timeless pieces that you can mix and match and continue to wear. Is it realistic, though, to only go into the summer with like 3 dresses, 3 pairs of pants, and 5 shirts and 3 pairs of shoes? Is that realistic? I don't know. It's something that I definitely want to look into, because right now, as we are in spring and go into summer, I've got 2 short sleeve shirts. And I know I bought stuff. I buy stuff every year, but I'm buying things that don't. Have you ever bought something and it's like a sympathy buy? Oh, I'm going to buy it because I don't have this color, or I need this. You don't quite like it, but you get it anyway because it's something you need to fill a void. And then when you're done with it, or when the summer, or when that period passes, it's sort of going in a bag to be donated, or I don't need this piece anymore. I want to stop that mad. That is madness. Every summer buying new clothes and then only to come out after you've bought like 5 items with 2 that you're actually keeping. That is madness. And that is the only reason why I am really thinking about summer and doing a capsule wardrobe, which I would love to share, especially if I use, you know, Trunk Club. But it's definitely something to think about. And I just want to stop the madness of shopping for things that I know that I'm not going to wear. So that's that. So where the day takes you, basically. So I'm working on this like lifestyle series. I've done the 30-day challenge printable. I've done a stress worksheet printable. Now, stress worksheet is in part because I saw a therapist a few years ago, not a few, several years ago, when my daughter was graduating from high school and going to college and leaving the nest. And I really had a lot of anxiety and I was having problems with my job. So I sat down and I talked with a therapist, and she gave me this worksheet that I kind of morphed and kind of went back and forth on. And I don't remember exactly what it entailed. Like I don't remember what it said. But then fast forward years later, I had to take a course. Believe it or not, if you go to community college, which I went to community college, you have to take health and PE. I mean, and my friends laugh. They're like, really? You're taking PE? I'm like, yes, I'm 40 something years old at that time. And I am taking PE in health. Okay, this brings back all sorts of not good memories, but enough about that. So in that health course, it also talked about stress and stress factors, where your stress comes from, how you deal with it. And so I just thought it would be a good idea to create a worksheet. And that's what I did. And I'm still working out, you know, the kinks or whatever, because this is something that I actually have used. So I'm still working out, because yeah, it worked for me, but I don't know how it works for anyone else. So I would love feedback. That would be excellent. So like I said, stress worksheet, 30-day worksheet. And now I'm working on, I want to create this little book of like this lifestyle or life series. I don't know what I'm calling it, something like that. But the next thing that I'm working on is your ideal day. I know people are grinding, you know, every day. You love work, but sometimes it's a grind, or you don't like work and, you know, you're getting up, going to it every day. And I know people always say, well, if I had the day off, I would be doing this. Well, let's think about that. What would you do on your ideal day? AM, midday, PM. What does your ideal day look like? How do you take pieces of this and incorporate it into your actual day so you get to the goal of being happy? So I am working on another worksheet, and it's basically just like a journal style worksheet, where you will list like what your ideal day is. And I'm not talking about sitting home watching Netflix with your ice cream and popcorn. I'm talking about an ideal day where you are productive, where you are thinking, where you are making good of the time that you have. Because to me, that for me is an ideal day. And I plan on doing a post about it and listing what I think my ideal day would be like versus what my actual day is, which mine are like night and day because I work a 9-to-5. But it's still something to look at. It's one of those things where, how can I incorporate some of this? You know, how can I get back to a place where I'm not biting off the heads of my coworkers because I have this anxiety and I'm stressed because I'm not exactly doing what I want to do? I can't let negativity and all these feelings pay rent in my head, y'all. I cannot let how I'm feeling affect the way I treat people, because I have made some really good friends at work. And these are people that we work together. We help one another. You know, it's like, you know, whatever you need, I'm here for you. And it goes the same way with me. And I really have grown to love some of these people and appreciate it. Yes, we may not like the structure of the organization, but the people are the foundation. And the people are the ones that keep that bitch humming. It's just my opinion. But yeah, so working on the ideal day worksheet and seeing, you know, where that takes me. With that said, I'm going to end this because it's really too long already. I want to thank everyone who commented and showed this post some love last week. I really appreciate y'all. Thank you for your continued support. I mean, I don't get paid to do this. This is a hobby that I love. And as long as I love it, I'm going to give it to you. That's just my opinion. Once again, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging with me this Sunday. I hope you come back next Sunday. I don't know what I'm going to do. It'll come to me. Right now, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something. I don't know. I'm winging this, y'all. I'm winging this as I go. So with that said, again, I'm going to end this. Enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy your week. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Thank y'all. Know thyself.